Is that LK? Yes, they do. That is for sure.
For HKX. So what else you been up to lately?
Working and sleeping, it feels like. Doing a little yard work. Got a little behind with it when he had some had my cousins in a couple weeks ago, and got it done right before that, and then had a couple busy weekends. So you had that, you know, we had to go to Columbia, so trying to get that grass cut before this rain came in this weekend, so I was able to do that. But that's about it right now. Just I knew the hours I would be working for a little while. You know, that's about all I can do right now. So that's just kind of in my budget, my time budget right now. Trying to do a little radio. Not getting much in. I'll get on here and look for some of the POTA, see if they're on during the day, and make a couple contacts with that. Had a couple conversations on CW, so that's fun.
That I hadn't even felt like doing that this weekend, where I've been sick. I hadn't even, other than just turning on the crossband repeat so I can monitor the repeater and sit and listen, I hadn't done anything. But I'm hoping tomorrow to get in here tomorrow afternoon and try to get my digital stuff working again, my JS8 call and all that up and running again in here in the base station. For some reason, last time I tried it, it wasn't working.
Said wasn't working on your digital?
Right now, for some reason, I usually use JS8 call I can't remember the other one. I don't mess with FT8 and all that. I like to have a conversation. With JSA call, you can actually have a keyboard-to-keyboard conversation.
It's like being in a chat room on the internet, basically, only over the radio.
HKX, pretty much. That's kind of how it works. You can, depending on what mode you got it set on, you can set slow, medium, fast, and a couple different things to how much you can transfer and all that. I like it. So like I said, you can have a conversation with somebody. Andrew and I'll get on here and use it sometimes. KO4. Can't even remember his call about now. I'm getting like tired.
Or CEF?
That's it.
4ZLK. Yeah. Oh, that's good. I have not. Feel like I haven't talked to anybody on 2 meters lately. That's a little bit, you know, at nighttime down there in Georgia on the Gainesville repeater, but coming back in or driving into work or driving home, I'm either tired or listening to something else or there's nobody on. So haven't talked to anybody around here much lately.
Either Wednesday, I didn't even turn my radio on. My son was with me, and I just spent the day talking to him, and I wasn't feeling that great, so I just tried to focus on that. And so I didn't even turn the radio on Wednesday. And then Tuesday, I talked to the guys in the morning and Wednesday morning, and that was it. I hadn't done a whole lot with it, to be honest with you. I've been listening, just timing hadn't been right to make the contact.
Seems to be the way it is. Sometimes you just feel, or for me anyway, it seems like I get a lot of radio time, and then other times it seems like either I can't get any radio time or I kind of just take a little break from it. Not really tired of it, just, you know, just back off a little bit, just for a little break.
After that, sometimes you have to. And I don't know if you was listening at the beginning of the net tonight, but Miss Sally upgraded to a general.
Hear that. Congratulations. I just turned it on about right before I checked in with you. There was a couple calls ahead of me. Well, I don't know if she's listening, but if she is, congratulations. I'm real happy for her. I haven't talked to either one of them in a while, Richard or Sally.
They haven't been on the radio a lot. They haven't been on of a morning at all with us. Been just me, Ken, and Andrew. And Leon every now and then. Morning crew kind of fades in and out. There's a couple that come in and out, Leon, and then Eric and Wayne will be there. I hadn't heard him in a while either. So, I mean, it just they come and go. But everybody's welcome.
Yeah, when I'm coming back in Tuesday morning, it's about time Beth goes into work, so I'm on the phone with her when you guys get on the radio. And then Wednesday morning, it's just weird. I'll hear you for a couple of rounds, you guys, and then you'll switch over to the, you know, the other one, and I barely can hear it where I am. Can't get into it. And then Thursday again, Friday morning, I'm talking to Beth again. Thursday morning, I'm at home, so since I quit doing code practice every day, I'm not in here every morning like I was. I was coming in doing code practice every morning, but I kind of quit that once I started feeling confident enough to make some conversations, you know, to have conversations. So probably should keep doing it, but I haven't been, other than, you know, doing some quick POTA contacts, and once or twice a week I'll get into a QSO with somebody, you know, at a slower speed. So, so it seems to never work out to be able to get on the radio with you guys, even though I might hear you for a few minutes.
Well, everybody's schedule changes from time to time. I mean, when you went to nights, it's just kind of been, you and I have been on and off, and so that's just the way life works.
And I'm not going to be at nights forever, so at least through October. We'll see what happens then. I'll decide what I'll do then when it gets close. Speaking of work, on a sadder note, one of our guys older than me, you know, been there, I mean, we're about the same age, I guess. I think he's been there longer than me, but he was at his house Thursday night and was shot and killed by his stepson last Thursday night. I found out Saturday morning. I didn't even know. It happened late Thursday night. Just really sad to hear.
Really sad to hear anybody losing their life like that. I don't know. It's just sad. But just 2 weeks or 2 to 3 weeks, we've had several drivers robbed throughout the nation, not locally here, thank goodness, but had two guys come on the truck at a gas station and held them up at gunpoint and made them drive the truck somewhere else, and they emptied the trucks into another truck. And then another one, a lady, was in the back doing her thing with her customers in the parking lot of a business. Somebody just walked up, got in the truck, and tried to drive off with them in the back.
Yeah. It's a different world out there, and I mean, just on the roads, just the way people don't have a regard for, you know, it's one thing to speed a little bit. I guess everybody kind of does that every once in a while, and I try not to, but it's not that anymore. Everybody, you know, especially on the interstate, you've got to go faster than the speed limit, you know, for safety reasons, usually. But it's the other stuff. It's the just purposefully coming up to a red light and looking and just running through it if it's clear, cutting people off. I mean, just there's no regard for any kind of rule of law anymore. And I think it does have an effect. I mean, if you're not going to obey the little laws, why are you going to obey the bigger laws, you know? I mean, the things that are, a lot of people say, well, it's no big deal. There wasn't any traffic coming. But, you know, there is something to it, in my opinion. If you get in the habit of, if the little laws don't mean anything to you anymore, then where do you draw the line, you know?
Those small foxes, when they start creeping in, they turn into big foxes.
In a more philosophical way of saying that, same thing. It sounds better, and it was a lot quicker.
It's sad that we've lived into this time where you don't feel safe just walking around in public anymore. It's sad. I know there where I stop for fuel on Whitehorse Road, every time I stop, there's somebody walking up to the truck, or walking up to me wanting money or wanting a handout or wanting something. So I'm always on guard.
Four ZLK. Yeah, I stopped at that QT right there on Blue Ridge and Whitehorse Saturday morning coming home. It was about 5 o'clock, maybe 5:15. And you know, down at gas or diesel there was 3:13, I think, and it's still 3:69 down at Farsbridge and Whitehorse. So I jumped in there real quick, but I don't really care for that station. I've been walked up on so many times. Better believe I had my head on a swivel while I was pumping fuel.
That's why you, 9 times out of 10, you'll see me standing with my back to the truck. That way nobody can get up behind me and I can see them coming.
That area, Blue Ridge and Whitehorse right there, 253, going back into West Greenville there. I had a route there for a couple of years, every day out there, and, you know, didn't think twice about it. Even before the QT was built, before a lot of stuff was built out there. There's still a Bilo across the street there, and it's now, I don't even know what it is anymore. There used to be a Radio Shack there behind the, in that shopping center, you know, where the Waffle House and McDonald's is, that one back there. That's where I got a couple of, I got an HT and a 10-meter radio. Radio Shack 10 meter mobile years ago, but I mean, never thought twice about. In fact, there was no Walmart there when I was delivering at one point out there. You know, you just hit the, it was just fine. It was just another route, another job. But man, I don't know if I'd want to do it now.
For HKX. It's definitely interesting because that's where my Monday afternoon and is over that way, and then my Tuesday is over in Poinsett Highway, which is it's getting really bad over that way too, and Cedar Lane Road back through there. I get out of the truck and immediately lock the doors, and if I'm sitting anywhere, the doors are locked. You can't get in, so. It just, I've seen a lot of things happen over on that side of town.
Is that okay? Yeah. I guess I take it back. I remember Lily Street runs up beside the Walmart there, but on the other side, closer to West Parker, I was on Lily Street one time making a delivery. Ended up having to call the sheriff's office because there was a guy that he jumped up on my truck while I was moving, definitely high, telling me he, you know, praise the Lord he found Jesus, but he was high, and I was like, you got to get off my truck or you're going to go meet him pretty soon, you know, that kind of thing. Ended up, he just wouldn't leave me alone, kept trying to grab my keys, trying to grab the money, you know, making a COD delivery, and he was trying to grab the money, and anyway, Sheriff's office responded pretty quickly, and I ended up helping with another guy to get him, wrestle him into the back of the car, because there was no way the sheriff's officer could control him. I mean, it was that bad. So I actually forgot about that. And that was really the only time out there. I was even being out there after dark a lot of times, you know, delivering packages late into the night or during the wintertime at, you know, 5:30 it would be dark. So I'd imagine it's changed a lot more now. I'm just glad I don't have to do it.
And now you don't worry about them just coming up and trying to take something. And they're all carrying guns. So you got to worry about that.
Yeah, and there's been a few cases around the nation. We'll hear every once in a while. I remember a few years ago, I think he was out in Tennessee. A guy jumped on his truck and just started beating the driver. Just, you know, slamming him with his fists while he was in the driver's seat, and he couldn't get the seatbelt off, and he was trying to defend himself, and the truck was rolling, and he was leaning out the door, you know, being beat out the door, basically, and he got killed. That happens, you know, occasionally. Nothing that bad, but, you know, they get robbed every once in a while. I don't know. It's coming this way. Greenville's not the same as it used to be.
It's a shame it's not. It's even starting to head up this way. That's one this morning. Sheriff's Department is still looking for him. Pulled a gun on somebody and tried to rob him up here, which is something, you know, we might have one or two cases of that a year, but it's just getting more and more common.
Fortunately, Greenville is not the small town that it used to be, and all the areas around it are not the small towns they used to be, and just everything's losing that small town appeal, or feel, I guess. And, I don't know, it just comes with progress, but I sure don't like it. N4ZLK.
KO4HK. Yeah, sometimes you wonder if progress is really progress.
Down from Spartanburg Friday night on 85 right there at Pelham Road, and watched a motorcyclist whip, you know, weaving in and out of traffic, very high rate of speed. And the sheriff's officer came off Pelham Road at the same time he was going by, and got behind him, put on his lights, and was pulling him over, and they actually pulled over and got almost to a complete stop, and then the motorcyclist popped a wheelie and just took off, and, you know, the guy, the sheriff's officer, you know, sped up and then just turned his lights off, so, you know, there's no way he could keep up with him, but I know it happens. I've seen videos of that. That's the first time I've seen that around here. I know it happens a lot more than that, but I was at the moment and probably thought some things that I shouldn't have. Because I like motorcycles and I ride them, and just those kind of people just give them a bad name. And I had to ask forgiveness for what I wished would have happened to him after he took off.
I'm there with you. It's hard not to have those thoughts when things go on like that, though. But that's all you can do is ask for forgiveness and try to do better next time.
Tried to reason with myself and said, well, you know, it's just a motorcycle, he's fine, but it's more about, you know, if my family were driving down the road and they went to change lanes right when he decided to whip around like that, doing about 90 to 100 miles an hour, you don't see him coming. I have it happen to me all the time down in Atlanta. They just, with cars too, you know, I try to stay in a lane. I try not to move, and if I need to change lanes when I know that I'm coming up to where you know, the interstate splits off, or 75 splits off from 85. You know, I try to make sure I'm in the lane I need to be well ahead, because you never know when they're going to come flying up behind you. And if you wait till the last minute, you may not see them. They come up so fast.
Roger that. Well, the sad thing is now you got these states passing a law where you can't ride in the left lane. Well, sometimes in the truck, you got to be over there miles ahead of time, because people won't allow you to get over, or, you know, you're just trying to make sure you get a good opportunity safely, and so you got to watch that now too.
Two sections there on 285 where I've got to be in the one of the two left lanes, but for most of that ride, you're not allowed in those two left lanes as a truck. You know, anything over six wheels, you got to be in three of the other, you know, other five. You got to be in the three to the right. But the way the road split, you know, exits off, three will go one way and two will go this way and or go to the left, and I need to be in the left. So you're right. I can't ride over there, but I got to get over there in enough time to make sure that I do it without, you know, causing something, trying to do it at the last minute.
If something happens, that's just, it's our fault because of that, and we're trying to be safe about it.
Several times I've been, like, jolted by a motorcycle going by. You know, you've heard them at night, their engines screaming at high RPM. I never saw them coming. I don't know if they were in a different lane and just crossed over. But all of a sudden they were, you know, screaming by me, and it especially if I had the window down, but it startled me, you know. I had no idea they were even coming, and I try to, you know, I check my mirrors on a regular basis.
To that, believe it or not, lately I've been seeing a lot of, or not a lot, but it seems like the same vehicle over and over again driving up the mountain with no lights on of a morning.
That's crazy. I've always said, how in the world do people do that? But with these newer vehicles, when everything comes on in the interior and some of them have driving lights, most of the new cars have the driving lights now, it's a lot easier to do it.
30 or 5:30 in the morning, you still know your lights are not on, especially out somewhere where there's not any street lights.
They should know, but I know even in the rain, it seems like if people that have a rain-colored car don't use their headlights. So that, you know, anywhere from a light-colored white to a gray, you know, anything rain-colored, if it disappears in the rain, they don't seem to want to run their headlights. It must be something that comes with their owner's manual. But anyway, it's always like that. I guess, you know, they can see, and maybe that's all they think they need. But it's either people with no headlights on or people with their bright lights on, and they won't turn them off. And that really drives me crazy, too.
Yeah, and even these new lights with these LEDs, they're just so bright, even on low beam, that it's hard to see when they're coming at you.
Oh, well, we're probably boring everybody and complaining again, so maybe everybody has gone to bed. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, Patrick. I enjoyed it. Really good to hear you. I hope you're feeling better. Sounds like you're feeling better than you probably were a couple days ago. So, hope you and Miss Elise have a good day tomorrow, and think about those ones that never came back, or at least not, you know, they had to be carried back or something. So, we appreciate them and need to honor them. Anyway, I'll let you go. You have a good evening. I've enjoyed it. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Happy birthday, and good to talk to you. As a pleasure always, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.